Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." You're not just living for yourself. If you are, then you are carnal. If you want to become a spiritual man or a spiritual woman, then you're going to have to start living for others. Well, I can't make anybody do right. Nope, you can't. But you sure can show them how to do right. Can't make anybody do right. But you better work on making yourself do right. I have encountered people who are living their life to try to make everybody else do right. And they never work on themselves. Hello. Everything in God's handbook is written for you on a personal plane. It's not written for me, directed by you. It's not written for you, directed by me. It's written by God for you, for me, on a personal plane. It's not privately interpreted, the scripture says. That means what's good for one is good for another. It's all God's word, and it's for everybody. It's for everybody. Hallelujah. Glory. And thus, we've got to lay aside the weight. We've got to lay aside the sin. And we got to start running. We individually have to start running the race that is set before us. I can't run your race. You can't run mine. Trust me, you don't want to run mine. Trust me, I don't want to run yours. I'm doing good enough to run mine. You know, I want to pick up another weight of somebody else's and try to run theirs too. Whoa, what's that? That's going to wear me out. Don't try to carry somebody else, Brother Cisneros. Carry yourself. Show them how to carry themselves. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Because you can't carry. I tried that for a long time as pastoring, and it like to killed me. You can't carry people, but you can carry people to God. It took me a little while to figure that out. Not by might and not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. It's not, God didn't call me to make everybody do right. God called me to show them what's right. Woo, hallelujah. And if they're not doing right, then I just take it to the creator of them. Hallelujah. God can do more in 10 seconds than I can do in 10 years. I've seen him do it. When I started not carrying them, but just carrying them to the Lord, I saw God start changing people. I saw God start moving in people's lives. And man, was my load ever lightened. Woo, hallelujah to the Lamb. I think I could run a little bit farther now. Praise God. Because he didn't call me to carry the load. He called me to preach the gospel and the truths of the kingdom of God. And then he'll take care of it from there. Praise our God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to the King. The title of my message tonight, and we never got to it, was Spiritual Reminiscing. And the reality of what we used to be. You can go read it in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. "And such were some of you." Yeah, we forget so quick how bad we were. Because we get saved so long, we don't think we were ever bad. Then if we're not careful, we're saved so long, we don't think we'll ever be bad again. Sorry. Don't work that way. Thank God we have an advocate with the Father. If we are faithful and just and we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins. Philippians 3:13, Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark, the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Once again, press. Go forward. Follow God. Simply follow God. I know we make the statement, we need to just preach Jesus Christ. And that is so true. But we got to understand, this is Jesus Christ. He is the Word. Hallelujah. He lived, He walked face to this earth, and this is what He lived, and this is what He walked. Hallelujah. And it's not going to change. It's never going to change. It's forever settled in heaven. Praise our God. I want to stand to our feet tonight, if we could. And I want us to lift up Brother Matthew. He needs a healing touch in his body. He needs help. I don't think he's faring as well as some of the others have fared. He's feeling pretty rough. So we need to stand in the gap for Brother Matthew, Sister April, and Grant here tonight. And I know Brother Robert still wasn't feeling real well. So we need to stand in the gap for him also. Okay, let's stand in the gap for Sister Janie tonight also. Praise the Lord. See, some of the benefits of technology. And I don't mind using it at all. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Let's continue to pray for the Cisneros family. They've got a lot of transition. They've got a lot of things to get in line and get in order. And let the Lord to give them peace that passeth understanding. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your